Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to Through the Eyes of a Submissive Heart podcast. My name is Luna Gray. If you like what you hear, a review to help other kinky people find me would be really appreciated. If you like, you can follow me on Twitter at LunaTheKitten92, on Instagram at LunaTheKitten. You can also join my Facebook group for podcast listeners by searching for Through the Eyes of a Submissive Heart podcast on Facebook, or you can hit the little magic button that says show website and join my special podcast Discord server for people who like my podcast and help me come up with topic ideas and hang out with people and whatever else goes on in there, which is not a whole lot at the moment, which is very sad. But you can join all the things and make it active and help out if you want. You don't have to, but you can. The intro is presented by Andre Louis, who is great and wonderful, and he's cool. So, yeah, go follow him. He's cool. So today we're going to talk a little bit about red flags in BDSM, because I feel like this is a topic that is really important to people, and also it's one that needs to be talked about. I mean, I feel like there are people who have, like, in the past couple of weeks done red flag episodes. Pink Kink podcast did an episode not too long ago about red flags. Kinky Coffee Time did an episode about red flags, so I guess now it's my turn. So, I'm not the red flag genius, but I'm gonna tell you guys some that I have noticed in the past 4 years of me being a sub, so, and some ones that I've heard about, and we'll see what happens with this one, and hopefully I can actually get a coherent thought together, so. Yeah, the first one is when a dom pressures a sub to do something that they're not ready to do. And that one seems to be one that I have experienced a lot. And it's not pretty. I think, sure, you know, a dom can push a sub when the time is right to do things, but right out the gate, you shouldn't be, like, pressuring your submissive to do whatever it is that is on your kinky bucket list because they're a submissive and they should do whatever it is that you want them to do. That is not how submission works. They aren't there to fulfill your hot fantasies, and they're not sex dispensers, and they're not kink dispensers, and you shouldn't be doing that. Also, I know that there are some submissives who think that that's what doms are, and that is not true either. Doms are human beings as well as you, and yes, I understand that we all have needs, and yes, I understand we all have fantasies, or most of us do. Some of us just are weird individuals and don't. But, you know, I mean, people are people, and we all should be treated as such. Not just because we're DS participants. So, yep. That's a good one. Not saying that you have no limits when you're a sub. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. And if you say you don't, you're full of shit. I have heard of people who say that, and then somebody who identifies as a sadist will say something like, oh, so can I amputate your left pinky finger and have it as a memento when I go to work so I can think of you all the time? Yeah. Usually the sub will be like, oh, wait, I do have limits. Oh my gosh. And sometimes it's an I'm new and I don't really like no proper terms kind of thing, and sometimes I think that subs think that they should say those things because it will get them a dom quicker, which that'll probably get the doms to run from you if you keep saying those things. Don't say those things. Okay? Just don't. Isolating your partner from friends and family. That could be friends in the lifestyle or vanilla friends or whatever. That is just controlling, manipulative behavior. And that is not something that you should be doing either, guys. Like, just don't do that stuff. That is not nice. I mean, okay, there are some doms who like to poach submissives and try to get them to be with them rather than be with the person that they are with right now. And I understand if a dom says, wait, they're trying to poach you. Like, don't get in that situation. Okay, that's cool. But, like, to isolate somebody from their friends and family is not something that is good to be doing to people because you want them to yourself. I sort of had a partner who was kind of like that. He was he did not succeed. But he was kind of like really clingy. Some of you who were in my Discord server previously, my general kink Discord server, might remember this. He was super, super clingy and like just awful. And eventually all my friends left because they didn't want to keep seeing that nonsense. And when I told him that my friends were uncomfortable with seeing it, he kind of like flipped his shit and was like, I'm not doing anything wrong. And kind of being like, you guys are so mean, essentially. And saying that flirty banter is his kink, which, yeah, I got thoughts on that. But anyways, flirty banter is his kink, and and that they were kink shaming and like stuff. And then when I had said to him that one of my friends had left the server, hello Rara, I don't know if you listened, but I'm waving at you. when one of my friends, Rara, left the server, which I was very sad to see her go, but I also understand why she left and why everybody else left, because that was a clusterfuck. He said that clearly she didn't want to see me happy. Because if she did, she would have stayed and been appreciative of the fact that he was being all cutesy and disgusting in my server. First of all, PDA is okay in certain circumstances, but when you're doing it all the time and you're constantly in the server going, I love you, or wherever you're doing it, constantly, I love you, I love you, heart with stars emoji, all over the place. It gets a little bit disgusting after a while, so can you, like, tone it down a little bit? So, yeah, isolation is definitely a big red flag. Run from that shit, run fast, and run far in the other direction. Not listening to safe words. Yeah. That one I see all the time. I will say that one seems to be a really common one. That I see a lot is the DOMs don't hear safe words. And sometimes that can be a thing that happens. But, like, if your DOM is zoned out or whatever, that can be a thing. But I don't think that when you're yelling and screaming your safe word at the top of your voice, subs should not have to be yelling and screaming their safe words for a DOM to hear it, I don't think, personally. Saying that, oh, you don't need a safe word because I know how to, I know what a sub can handle. First of all, every sub on the planet is different, okay? Just because one sub might like to, I'm going to play a rah-rah for a minute. Just because one sub might be into blood play like rah-rah is and go insane doesn't mean that a sub like me is going to want the same thing and is going to want to go to that level. I will not engage in blood play. I don't like blood whatsoever. It's disgusting. I don't know what it is about blood that just squigs me out, but something about it just, ugh. And so, if a DOM said that to me and I knew he was, like, into blood play, yeah, I'd be running the other direction. Because, like, No, we all have different pain tolerances, kinks. Some of us don't even like pain at all. Some of us just really, really want to go insane with their kinks. And that's okay. But don't say that you know what a sub can handle, because that is the most bullshit thing I've ever heard in my life. Don't say that. Let's see. What are some other ones? Not negotiating. And kind of being like, oh, yeah, well, you know, you're going to do this thing because I'm the DOM, you're the sub, and you should listen to everything I tell you to do because that's how it works. That's not how it works. No. Mm-mm. Nope. Nope, nope, nope. No. Just in case it wasn't obvious. No! Not caring about the other person's needs as a human, as a DOM, as a sub, as whatever. And only caring about what you want. And treating them as kink dispensers. That's something that I definitely see on both sides of the slash. Like, I don't know why that is such a common thing that I have noticed, but it definitely seems like it is. Being really clingy and like, that's something I personally don't like. Like, I get that, you know, new relationship energy is a thing. And you always want to talk to that person all the time, every day, all day. When you first start being a couple or in a dynamic or whatever. But when you are constantly texting and calling and tweeting and whatever, that person, that's, no, stop, give me space to breathe. All right, I think that is all that I have for this episode, because, like I said, I've only been around a short while, and most of the red flags I've noticed are the ones that I have talked about. Oh, wait. There's one more. not listening to the person's limits and breaking them in a bad kind of way. The sub says, oh, I don't like bugs. I don't know. I'm just making shit up. But I really don't like bugs. Bugs are gross. And the dom decides, you know what? I'm going to put the spider on her in the middle of the scene because I think it would be funny. You know, you just broke a limit, broski. Don't do that. Okay? I mean, if you're going to do that sort of thing, probably you should negotiate that and talk about it before you start throwing spiders on your sub, because anybody throws a spider or any kind of bug on me, they gonna get punched. It might not happen right away if I'm like restrained or something, but trust me, afterwards they gonna get punched in the face really hard, because I don't do bugs. Okay, I don't do bugs at all. They're gross and icky and disgusting, and I just no. So don't go breaking subs limits. Doms have limits too, so don't go doing that subs. Don't go breaking a dom's limits either. Like some doms won't flog a submissive. Don't keep pressuring them to do that if they don't wanna. If they say no, they mean no. Don't do it. Consent matters in every aspect of life, but especially in kink. Consent is important. People who don't listen to consent are bad. They are abusive assholes. So, just my 2 cents. And now I think I'm done. So, if you have any red flags that I didn't talk about, feel free to send me a voice message. The link to that is in the description of this episode. I hope it should be. If you also want to talk about the red flags that I might have missed, you can follow my Twitter at LunaTheKitten92. You can join my Facebook group, I had the intro down and now it's gone. You can... Let's try that again. We are not editing this out because I never edit things, ever. Okay. You can follow my Twitter at LunaTheKitten92, my Instagram at LunaTheKitten. You can join my Facebook group through the Eyes of a Submissive Heart podcast by searching for that term on Facebook. You can also join my special Discord server, which is on the show profile. I think it should be everywhere. I mean, it looks like it's everywhere, but I don't actually know. So somebody should validate this. And you can send a voice message by clicking on the little link in the description of each episode and tell me any red flags that I might have missed. Because maybe there will be a part 2 if there are enough. Who knows? I don't know. That'll do it for me. And in the meantime, stay kinky, be a positive member of your BDSM community, and let's keep filling the world with hearts.